cattle futures rallied back on Wednesday, and CBA and affiliates wrote a letter urging U.S. Senate and House Agriculture Committees to address critical areas of concern in the cattle and beef industry. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday morning, the 3rd of June. News that JBS resumed operations Wednesday following the weekend cyber attack on its IT systems buoyed cattle futures on Wednesday. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $2.08 higher, and live cattle futures closed an average of $1.61 higher, although volatile outside markets were adding pressure through mid-morning today. Yesterday, though, feeder cattle also received support from softer front-month corn futures that seemed tied to profit-taking from the previous day, as well as the fact that most of the corn crop is in the ground, 81% is emerged, and 76% is rated as good or excellent, according to the most recent USDA crop progress report. Meanwhile, wholesale beef prices continued to climb, with choice box beef cutout value $5.60 higher Wednesday afternoon at $340.16 a hundredweight. Select was $5.43 higher at $311.88. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade on Wednesday ranged from limited on light demand to slow on moderate demand. Although there were too few transactions to trend in any region, there were a few live trades at $119 to $120 a hundredweight in the Texas Panhandle and at $120 in Kansas in the Western Corn Belt. There were also a few dress trades at $190 to $191. Calves and feeder cattle sold mixed at the weekly Wednesday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers traded mostly $2 to $4 higher at OKC West in El Reno, Oklahoma. Feeder heifers sold steady. Calves were too thinly tested to trend. There were 5,231 head on offer. Compared to 2 weeks earlier, steers and heifers weighing more than 700 pounds sold steady to $3 higher at Huss Livestock Market in Nebraska, where there are 2,752 head. At Hub City Livestock Auction in South Dakota, steers weighing 900 to 1,000 pounds sold $2 to $3 lower, while heifers weighing 800 to 850 sold steady to $2 lower. There were 2,741 head on offer. Steers weighing less than 500 pounds sold steady to $5 lower at South Central Regional Stockyards in Vienna, Missouri, where there were 2,397 head. Steers weighing 500 to 600 pounds traded steady to firm, but steady to $2 lower at weights heavier than 600 pounds. Heifers sold steady with instances of $1 to $2 lower near 500 pounds. Finally, steers weighing 700 to 1,000 pounds sold steady at Winter Livestock in Dodge City, where there are 1,287 head. Steers weighing 575 to 700 pounds sold $2 to $3 higher. Heifers weighing 575 to 925 pounds sold $1 to $2 lower. Major U.S. financial indices closed narrowly higher on Wednesday, remaining near all-time highs. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 25 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 6 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 20 points. Cattle producers are frustrated, and with good reason. In sale barns and state meetings across the country, we're hearing the same story of sky-high input costs and intense market volatility. Across the industry, there's a consensus that market dynamics, which consistently squash producer profitability, are not sustainable for live cattle or beef producers, says Jerry Bone, president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. He's referring to a letter that NCBA and 37 affiliates sent to leadership of the U.S. Senate and House Agriculture Committees, urging them to address critical areas of concern in the cattle and beef industry. Bone explains, as members of Congress create policy that directly impacts business conditions for producers, it's critical that they consider the grassroots input and firsthand experiences of folks on the ground. Our letter provides that perspective and reinforces how urgently we need something to shift to strengthen the security of the beef supply chain. He adds that NCBA has strong working relationships with members on both sides of the aisle, as well as grassroots policy to back the actions outlined in the letter. Among the specifics for which the letter encourages swift action, expanding beef processing capacity, broadening labor policies to strengthen the beef processing workforce, increasing transparency in cattle markets by reauthorizing livestock mandatory reporting, supporting industry efforts to reform Product of the USA generic labeling, and ensuring proper oversight of the cattle market by concluding the ongoing U.S. Department of Justice investigation into the meatpacking sector. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday morning, the 3rd of June. This is Wes Ishmal. Thanks for listening.